June 10, page 175. Fathers to lead children to religious light. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Psalm 127:1. What can we say to awaken the moral sensibilities of fathers, that they may understand and undertake their duty to their offspring? The subject is of intense interest and importance, having a bearing upon the future welfare of our country. We should solemnly impress upon fathers as well as mothers the grave responsibility they have assumed in bringing children into the world. It is a responsibility from which nothing but death can free them. True, the chief care and burden rests upon the mother during the first years of their children's lives. Yet even then the father should be her stay and counsel, encouraging her to lean upon his large affections and assisting her as much as possible. In that great day of reckoning, it will be asked, "Where are the children that I entrusted to your care to educate for me, that their lips might speak my praise and their lives be as a diadem of beauty in the world, and they live to honor me through all eternity?" In some children, the moral powers strongly predominate. They have power of will to control their minds and actions. In others, the animal passions are almost irresistible. To meet these diverse temperaments, which frequently appear in the same family, fathers as well as mothers need patience and wisdom from the divine helper. The father should frequently gather his children around him and lead their minds into channels of moral and religious light. He should study their different tendencies and susceptibilities and reach them through the plainest avenues. Some may be best influenced through veneration and the fear of God, others through the manifestation of his benevolence and wise providence, calling forth their deep gratitude. Others may be more deeply impressed by opening before them the wonders and mysteries of the natural world, with all its delicate harmony and beauty, which speak to their souls of him who is the creator of the heavens and the earth, and all the beautiful things therein. Children who are gifted with a talent or love of music may receive impressions that will be lifelong by the judicious use of those susceptibilities as a medium for religious instruction. Many may be reached best through sacred pictures, illustrating scenes in the life and mission of Christ. While there should be a uniformity in the family discipline, it should be varied to meet the wants of different members of the family. It should be the parents' study to inspire them with a desire to attend to the highest intelligence and perfection of character. Signs of the Times, December 20, 1877.